Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
All right. Okay. The return we've all been waiting for is finally here. UFC's most notorious icon is stepping back into the octagon this Saturday. Be sure to check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official betting partner of the UFC, for a shot to turn $1 into $257. You going to watch that?
No.
You're not a Conor McGregor guy?
No.
Really?
Yeah. He has the Baker Mayfield thing going. Sometimes I think you could be all right.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, you're a jerk.
I only rooted against him against Floyd. When he fought Floyd, I was like, I need Floyd to just mop him. So that way, like, the sanctity of boxing.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was out of your respect for the sport.
So, but anyways, that's right. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by a knockout in the first round. And if he does, you'll be cashing $257. He's only got to win by knockout. First round, he's got, 5 minutes to do it? So, bet a little, win a lot. It's that simple. While you're excited for this weekend's UFC bout, let's not forget about football in the midst of playoffs. So, head to the app and check out the great playoff promotions. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code WLCO when you sign up for a $1 to turn $1 into $257 if Conor McGregor wins by a first-round knockout. Place your bet. Watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code WLCL for new players to get $257.
Quick question.
Okay.
How long does this fight last? Conor McGregor, Nate Robinson.
If Conor McGregor wins by a first-round knockout for a limited time only, DraftKings Sportsbook must be 21 or older. Indiana-only restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you've got a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
If Jake Paul can knock him out in one round, I think I'd take 10 seconds.
No, seriously. What would the over-under be Conor McGregor, Nate Robinson?
God, minute would be, right? Vegas would put like a minute would be the over-under.
Can he defend himself for a minute? And I'm not talking about just running.
I don't know, man, because Conor had that weird stance even against, like, I started watching that Floyd fight, and I was like, Floyd is going to kill this man.
And we knew, and Floyd, we knew he was going to take his time too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So I was like, man, but then Conor McGregor come out with that weird stance, you know what I'm saying? And it was like, okay,
but maybe. That was awkward for Floyd. And it's like, Floyd's the most careful fighter ever. So it's like, yeah. I'm not letting you.
It took him a few, and I was like, oh, no, man. And then it was like, it took about three rounds, and you're like, yeah. Yeah, this is about to get ugly.
Robinson would submit. And see, I was just doing boxing. If it was UFC, if yeah. he wouldn't last. Alex, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's up, guys? I don't have much to say outside of the fact that I'm sorry I put this on. It's my fault. I called in, Lat, and I feel so bad. You know, I went ahead and made some sacrifices on Sunday to the sports gods, and just to show my apologies for questioning the authority that they have over my fanship, you know, over my fanhood. And so hopefully everything, I have appeased them enough and we can make a bounce back. But yeah, I my apologies. That's my fault, y'all. I'll accept this one. I'm sorry.
Listen, I appreciate the call. There, no game is ever in the bag. So can we stop doing that on this show from now on?
Oh, yeah.
Like any, especially ACC. Like
no, yeah, in conference. Yeah, it is definitely. I can't guarantee I won't do that out of conference. And but in conference.
So I got to set up the silver lining, and I have to set up the silver lining by taking y'all back down memory lane. Memory lane Friday night. You know, social media. It all kind of runs together, Steve. The shows, the night shows, the social media presence. We all knew the moment that spread came out of 3.5.
It's awkward, wasn't it?
Okay, people. Marcus Maben tries to prepare you for things. It's what I do. It's one of my purposes in life is to prepare the Louisville fan base for things, for certain eventualities. Louisville had just hit number 16 in the country. Stop it, Steve. Stop it.
It keeps going up.
Stop it.
I'm like, what's happening?
That's going to lead to the silver line. Okay. Friday night, Saturday during the day. If you follow me on social media, I said, listen, 3.5 stinks, y'all. If you're the top power ranking team in the ACC and number 16 in the country, mm-hmm. and Miami had like, what, one conference win?
Yeah.
At the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're only favored by 3 points with all those players out and all that, somebody knows something that you don't know. Somebody really knows something that you don't know for that spread to be that. I didn't know what it was. I heard Jeff Greer make a great point about, like, they wait for the referees to come out too. You know what I'm saying? To see who's going to be officiating the games. But anyway, I knew something was wrong. I knew it was going to be either a stinker or a close game or just something's not right, because that's just too big of a discrepancy between teams' records and their resumes, you know, between Miami and Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
So, now, since we spent the second half of the first hour.
By the way, money line for that game on Friday, Louisville was like minus 155. So, you only really had to risk $55 to win 100, you know. And then Miami was only plus 133. So they weren't, it wasn't like a heavy, like they were begging you to take that. Like,
so I spent the second half of the, that's a good text. It's the game before the game. That's a good text. I spent the second half of the first hour saying, you know, we got no shot. And this is going to be also, it's going to follow up one of the most pathetic things I've ever said on air. Steve, what's the spread for tonight's game?
Louisville -2.5.
Are they insane?
Listen, the ESPN predictor has Louisville with a 61% chance to win. The money line is Louisville minus 145, Florida State plus 125. If this is 93.9 the Seminole, you know what I'm doing right now, Brian?
Making that bet?
No, I'm going, the fix is in. Like,
tonight will be the first night, Louisville fans, you've ever had refs blatantly cheat for you.
TV so, Teddy going to be there tonight? So,
no, shows. You listen, I want y'all to enjoy tonight. And I want you to say, while you're watching this game, and listen, this is no shade of my team. I know I love my team, and I don't disrespect what the coaches, they're working hard, and everybody's watching film, and they're saying, you're going to have to be the toughest team out there. You're going to lose by 30 and got to bounce back. And I mean, everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. But, Steve, there's going to be some outside forces in the play. And when y'all watching this game, I want you to go, and listen, Kentucky fan, do not, and I repeat, do not watch this game worried about the referees, because you are going to be angry, raging. You're going to be so angry watching this game, it's going to make your head spin. Steve, the fix is in for Louisville.
So I'm looking at that, and I'm like, that just doesn't make sense.
This is going to be the first. When you say juniors and seniors and sophomores and sizes and strengths and all that stuff.
And typically, I mean, you would think Florida State is probably one win away from Ethan never watching again. Because, like, I mean, Florida State just got us, man.
Listen,
like,
you win three and four in a row against Louisville, Ethan's out.
I mean, and truthfully,
I want to ask Ethan, is he going to concede that we'll never beat Florida State again?
Because I think I'm kind of there, man. I mean, what they did to us last year just made me go, they broke me. Like, I was like, oh, man, Leonard Hamilton just got his number, dude. Now, that's why, I mean, you know, and it's like, man, but I don't know. That stinks.
This is suspect, Steve.
No, it stinks, but it stinks for me, so.
Let me get to this phone line. Jack, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, this is Jackson. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Hey, got a question, and I guess it's a question and a comment. So when I look at the game against Wake Forest and the game against this past game, God bless.
Miami.
You know what I'm talking about. They just played this past week. Oh, Miami, goodness.
Fair enough.
The question I have is this. As a player, when we make these runs, our teams make runs, when it seems like, you know, we shot horribly outside is basically what I'm getting at. And we did the same thing the previous game where teams start making a run, then we start attacking the rim. And then we start shooting a bunch of shots, but the game, we start missing shots. When is it either – is it upon the coach or is it upon the player to say, look, we got to stem the tide? Like the Miami game, we kept jacking up shots instead of getting the good shot inside because we were killing them inside. We scored, seemed like we could attack whenever inside, but we wanted to shoot outside. So where does it fall on either the player or the coach to kind of stem that tide when the team is making that run? That makes sense.
Yeah, Jackson, that's a fair question. It's a difficult question because when you have a senior point guard, you don't got to keep looking over to the sidelines. A senior point guard knows. And here's the other problem. You can't tell guys that are getting good looks in rhythm, hey, you know, like it's hard to coach that kind of offense when guys are still getting good looks.
Right.
It's hard to critique. You can get on about effort and energy and defensive rebounding and knowing your assignments and stuff like that. But if the ball swings around to Sam and he's open, he has to shoot that ball. So the runs, the good runs and the bad runs, if you're getting good shots, it's like, dude, Sam will shoot three-pointers in practice and training, you know, on the machine. And he'll go 7 for 10, 8 for 10, 8. You know what I'm saying? So relaxing or whatever, you know, his breathing or whatever's going on in his head, you know, is the reason. I'm just using Sam for example.
Yeah.
Quinn Szczęsny shoots all day long on the machines.
Yeah.
They can shoot the basketball. DeAndre shoots all the time. These guys can shoot the basketball. If they're missing, They're either a little too tight, a little too loose, or just something's wrong with them not making it. But if you're taking good shots, now you can tell when a guy feels like he has to do something, then he takes bad shots, panic shots, you know, hero shots. David kind of likes to do the hero shot, the big game breaker shot. He's really put that. He's really like, stop doing that, you know, stop forcing the 3-pointer when it's game. But again, Dave was looked a little hobbled. So you can see why David would settle for one or two more jump shots than he normally wouldn't. So to answer your question, if you're not getting good shots, then the coach can get on. If you're getting good looks and you're missing them, it's like, hey, y'all, like, lock down. And again, coach doesn't really harp on the offensive missed shots.
Yeah.
If you're giving him, that's why Aiden doesn't play. If you're giving, like, max effort on D and max, you know, are the Nets going to win it all?
No, the Lakers. I agree with you. I mean, the thing is, though, is we don't take, I mean, even the other night, kind of just piggybacking your point here, but none of the threes we took really were bad. Josh had a couple. He just pulls kind of quick.
Josh got to shoot.
But, I mean, that's what he does. Yep. Yeah. But Sam, so all Sam's were wide open. I mean, in the first, I mean, Sam airballed one. Dre Davis is not a good shooter. I love Dre Davis. But he's just not a good shooter at all.
I think he's stiffening up so much. Like, he's trying to guide it all the way.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it looks,
but he wasn't doing the reason I'm not ready to say he's not a good shooter is because his shot is slowing down every game.
Yeah.
It's slowing down more and more. And it's like he's one of them guys almost like, no, that means you're not shooting, you're not just letting it go. Now you're really just trying to study your form and study the ball all the way into the basket. That doesn't work. That's why you like when Josh shoots it, because it's like he lets it go, and it's kind of how Jordan Wara started. We thought Jordan Wara was just chucking the basketball. You know what I'm saying? But then you start noticing, no, this dude knows how good of a shot he has. He just, you know, he wasn't really hitting everything crazy in the beginning. He was a high volume shooter. So I'll say this, Steve.
I don't understand.
Well, the other side of this, either the fix is in for us, or they're looking for a reason to jump Florida State back up into like the top 15. So you make us a favorite, let Florida State come in, let them blow us out by 20, somebody said on the text line, Doug the plug, you come in here, get them all the calls, they beat us by 25. And then you say, oh, Florida State's really got it together.
Yeah.
I mean, don't worry about the FBI investigation.
I know.
Like that. That's all I got. Yes, Texas Dre is aiming.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Because, he looks like he's just, like you said, just pushing it, man.
Mm-hmm. Who's the Ray Spalding for this team? I'm thinking it's Jalen. Okay, Ray Spalding. What do you think the texter means by that?
Probably who's the guy you would say needs to have a kid.
I'm not giving Jalen a kid. He just hit puberty this summer. Like, jeez. You're not that desperate yet. No. I just need a coach. I just need film sessions with him and a coach.
Said Marcus was hard on Ray. Yeah, I mean, that's Jalen. Yeah, I mean, that's
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Will somebody please remind them of my Ray Spalding treatments?
Yeah.
Like, look, that's why he stood me up. Years later.
He's like,
you think I don't remember?
Hey, I'll be on there.
Hey, y'all, watch this.
Yeah. See ya.
Right?
JJ is Ray, but better. Okay. It's not a bad comparison.
Okay. Let's talk about this part now.
Sam needs twins.
JJ Trainer. This is what happened last game, y'all. It's happened to JJ Trainer, and it happened to Jalen Withers.
Okay.
I did a little re-game watch video, right?
Okay.
It's still posted. Steve, funniest thing I seen. Out of the whole game, the funniest thing. I told you about this. So DeAndre Davis jumps at a three-pointer, right?
Okay.
The guy goes baseline.
Yep.
JJ Trainer is supposed to slide over.
Uh-huh.
The center for Miami locks JJ Trainer's arm to him. JJ tries to go help over, but the dude has his arm.
Yeah.
The guy does the little up and under layup. I mean, wide open up and under layup, right? You can see it. It's in a direct line. It's JJ Traynor, the dude, and Coach Pegues is that last guy on the bench, right? When JJ Traynor gives up this layup, and that's air quotes, when JJ Traynor gives up this layup, Coach Pegues immediately turns right to his bench, get him out of there. I don't know if Quinn came in. I don't know if it was a big,
It was Wiz.
It was Wiz?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, when you go back and look at the film, it's my Nate Johnson, Larry Hughes moment. You know what I'm saying? You go back and look at the film, JJ Traynor can literally say, Coach, he grabbed my arm right here. And you can see it as clear as day.
Yeah.
He cheated. I mean, he just grabbed my arm so I couldn't even help out, right?
Yeah.
Best film in the world for JJ Traynor. Because I get to look you dead in your face and say, son,
yeah,
what you just said to me is why you'll never be great.
Yeah.
That's why no one will ever remember your name.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Was Achilles.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
You get my point, though. I can literally, and listen, it's going to hurt JJ's feelings because he's going to go back and look at that video and Coach Pegues and JJ are going to look at each other on that play and say, if you don't rip your damn hand, if you don't rip your arm away from that man like your life depends on it, you're not getting the call.
Yeah.
You're hanging your team out, your teammate. Your teammate forces. Our whole defensive principle is knowing you're there to take the charge. When this guy, my high hand, I forced the player to go baseline or whatever, or wherever my help is, right? We have a triangle of defense.
Yeah.
You break the triangle because you can't get your arm loose from this dude. You had 2 seconds to get your arm loose. You didn't. I didn't see the effort of you trying to rip it. He pulled your arm. You decided that was over for the play. That guy scores a layup. Guess what they do the next time? A couple plays later. Jalen Withers. I think Quinn flies by or somebody gets beat baseline. Jalen Withers. About at the dotted line. Mm-hmm. Needs to go over there baseline to help. Guy grabs his arm, holds him right in the middle of the paint. Right?
Yeah.
100% the exact same play.
Yeah.
If you two gentlemen are you going to let our entire defense break down?
Yeah.
Because you let a guy tug on your arm and you lose your momentum. It's a cheating play, right? But if you don't move violently with intensity, this is what our film is going to look like. You know how embarrassing it is to coach Chris Mack for somebody to get to the basket and dunk the ball? To literally drive to the basket. Now, look, things happen. Somebody runs a good play, alley-oop on the screen and roll, stuff
sure.
happens.
Sure, yeah.
For a player to get the basketball and drive 3 dribbles.
And just went up and dunked.
And dunked the basketball. Yeah. That is like, we can't.
No, that's the cardinal, no pun intended, the cardinal sin, man.
Yes,
yeah,
like
this defense.
Hey, guys, we can't go forward. And again, I need JJ Traynor and Jalen Withers. I need them to be the most aggressive version. The reason you enjoy JJ Traynor is because he gets in there, he's not scared to be aggressive on offense. But he has to live aggressively. You know what I'm saying? He has to live aggressively with his legs and butt. And we talked about this with Jalen Withers. Not your upper body. You have to live aggressively moving. Your feet hurt. Who cares? Your butt, your lower butt, your legs, that's going to make all the difference in the world. And your mentality of aggression.
Yeah.
So I could basically put in about 10 clips. You know how instead of burning the tape like other coaches would do?
Yeah.
I can break our film session down to these 10 to 15 plays. I could say, these are the plays that will have us a 9 seed and sitting at home in round 1.
Yeah.
You not pulling your arm loose, Jalen. You not pulling your arm loose, JJ. DeAndre, if you're going to jump out on pump fakes and our whole defensive principle is to not jump at three-pointer pump fakes, you're going to do that, we're never going to be a good team.
Yeah.
And listen, and people are going to be on social media, and they're going to say, well, Coach Mack, you got to fix this. And Coach Mack is going to laugh.
Yeah.
And he's going to say, no, I don't. He's going to say, I'm going to have to recruit better. So y'all can get on me about my recruiting or the mentality of my recruiting. Because if I get a kid who's not hungry enough to want to snatch his arm loose and go get be where he's supposed to be, he's not. We need guys that want to make it to the league. That's what we play with. That's what we get. That's what we recruit. We recruit mentalities.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. Not yet.
So 10. It was the perfect what the doctor ordered to bring in Florida State right after I can show you. I don't want to say soft. I don't want to overuse the word soft. Uninspiring plays.
Yeah.
Very lacking of effort plays, lacking of intensity plays.
Right.
And I can get on you and I can show you this and I say, we'll get beat by 50 if you have a lack of intensity plays like that. Let me get to this phone line. Keith, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, morning.
Two comments. One, I'm not worried about this team right now. We got a young team, and there's going to be days. I am concerned that they all miss at the same time, but we're just going to have days like this. And I'm not altogether sure they weren't looking past Miami to the big game Monday. So who knows? Mm. But about Dre, you know, I noticed something, and Brian, being the producer he is, backed it up with some facts. His shooting, and I'm not saying he's a great shooter, but he was a much better shooter prior to the pause. I mean, he was shooting somewhere in the mid-40s.
Real quick.
And now he's dropped
basically,
off the map.
To Keith's point, before they had the kind of shutdown, he was 5 of 13 from 3. And then since then, he is 2 for about 18. He's made 2 three-pointers in about 8 games.
Yeah, he's aiming a lot. Yeah, I'm still listening, Keith.
So I think that we'll see him improve, but, you know, he's a freshman, so he's going through some of that, I think. But I don't know if his confidence were wavered a little bit during the pause and he didn't come back firing like he was or for what it was. But the thing about it is he seems to be taking decent shots. Mm-hmm. He's just not dropping them. So I think he's going to be good down the road, and I think we're just going to continue to see these guys improve, and we're just going to have to kind of weather the letdowns like we did. Who knows? They could come out and blow Florida State out tonight for all we know. Yeah, how they are.
Keith, no, they can't. I appreciate the call, Keith. I'm just giving you a hard time. But, yeah, they're gonna need, like, incredible intensity and playing good and some calls. Cody, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, guys? So I chimed in when you brought up the JJ and Ray comparison, and I've been saying it. I can see similarities in their game. I think that the biggest difference with them is I think that JJ is a little bit more physical, like starting out. I mean, Ray had a pretty solid freshman year, but like, I mean, JJ is not afraid to go up and dunk the ball whenever he gets the opportunity to. And I think that's going to benefit him going forward, especially when his body catches up to him. I really love his game, but I think that just him being as physical as he is already, like he's not afraid to bang in the post, he's not afraid to take contact. I think that's going to really suit him when he gets a lot more bigger. You know what I mean? And speaking of which, I got a question. Do you think that some of these young guys aren't really used to playing with some of this added weight on them? Because in high school, Jalen, I mean, he kind of had the game that I've always wanted him to have against Miami. I've been harping on the dunks. He had like 4 or 5 dunks. I was so happy to see that. But do you think like maybe just him putting on 27, 28 pounds, just being a little heavier, he's not quite used to just playing with that frame? Because it seemed like in high school, he was the kind of guy that as soon as he got the ball under the rim, he would just go up and dunk it. It just seems like he's just not used to it yet. So I just want to get your take on that. You played basketball, obviously, Marcus, so I don't know if that ever played a factor with you, but I'm going to just hang up and listen. Thank you, guys.
I appreciate the call, Cody. I'll say with Jalen, we talked about it last time.
Right.
There's a difference between, you know, playing hard and playing physical and fouling. You know, like hard and physical is lower body. Rooting somebody out, boxing out with your lower body.
Right.
Jalen is using his upper body to be physical, and he's not. He doesn't have a base, a balance. So that's why when that shot goes up, he's getting pushed because he's not using his legs to box out. He's not using his legs to be intense. Trainer actually is using his legs, you know, a lot more. Like he's fighting for position a lot more than you think. Like he looks like he has definitely a wider base. But again, JJ Trainer's just his violence level, his intensity level is just going to have to keep on growing.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, even the other night, I mean, he catches that ball in traffic, and I was like, nah, he's going to get fouled or something, and he goes up through him, but he misses the dunk, you know? It's like on
but
the back.
But that's the mentality. But
yeah.
I'm okay with that one.
So it's like, go ahead and start. I think with what you were saying, though, man, like that extra just aggressiveness or that extra, I think you go up and you finish that, you know?
I got this guy on a post one time against Syracuse, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got this little sneak spin move, right, Steve? I'm getting ready to dunk this ball in the post, right?
Right.
What you do is you go left, right, yeah. And you dribble it once, and you get your guy to move just a little bit, and you just whip spin it, right? And you know where you are because right on the block.
I do it the other direction and don't dunk it. But, yeah.
So I go up to dunk it, right? Yeah. Dude just sticks his hands up right through the rim.
Yeah.
You know, blocks it. The ball didn't go in because, you know, he puts his hand. He's Golden, right? When I got to that sideline and Coach Crum looked me dead in my face and said, "That's why you should use the backboard." Listen, I think he turned to somebody and was just like, "Quentin, get him out of there." And I'm like, I know you just didn't take me out because the guy stuck his hand up through the middle of the rim. And then I looked over at Vince Taylor, and he said, "Yeah, don't worry about that." He said, "Go try to dunk that ball."
Yeah.
But to Coach's point, he didn't want that bucket.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, just got to dunk that, JJ.
Yeah.
Well, yes, you got fouled on some other plays before.
Sure.
But you got to figure your favorite word, figure it out.
I know.
Figure it out.
That's kind of where I'm at with Dre and JJ. Because Dre and JJ, they had moments where they could have – possibly won that game for us. They both. I mean, Dre had the little two possession thing where he took the shot, missed, they score. It was a 1-point game. He comes back, takes a quick jumper again. It was like, Dre,
figure it out.
What you doing, man? Yeah, make a play, bro.
Make a play.
You know what you're good at.
We're getting closer to the game time vibe, Steve. Let's take our last commercial break. Midday's with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Steve, as we get closer to game time, feeling better about this team? Because it's like we've had the discussion about the Louisville men's team, and we it seems like we're finding fixes, and fixes are more energy and more effort.
Yeah, that was the where after the game, I don't think you got a lot of panic because the fixes weren't – there was nothing that – the only – like somebody tweeted me and just was kind of like, you know, it's not acceptable stuff, and I just tweeted back and I said, well, what is – what did you see that was so majorly wrong? Well, nothing, but you just can't lose Miami. Okay. You know, it's like that's kind of the I think that was the aggravation Saturday. Like, man, you just can't lose that game. Okay. Which, and I'm fine with that. Like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I agree. You know, like, you shouldn't lose. You shouldn't lose that team.
Okay. I asked you a question. It was off air. Brian Hall. I asked Brian Hall. 12:05 hits, right? Stanford women are still number one and Louisville still number two.
There'll be an uproar. There will be an uproar. I mean, like, I think all Louisville fans have already basically in the mindset that we're the number one team in the country once this new poll comes out. If Stanford's still there, Jeff Walls will have a comment to say about that.
Oh, my God. What would Jeff Walls say publicly, Ryan? Like, be Jeff Walls for a second. What would his public quote be? And for the record, people, I think without question they're going to be the number one team in the country. How would Jeff Walls respond?
I think it would be 50-50 because it would either be a thing where he says, I don't pay it. He would either give you the, I don't pay attention to the rankings, it doesn't matter what they say type thing.
No way.
Or he's going to give you the classic, like, I can't believe, you know he's going to give you something, I think. I don't know.
No,
because I could see him going either way. You know, I could see him pulling the Chris Mack. I don't pay attention to the rankings. It doesn't matter what they rank us at. But I could also see him making a comment.
Coach Mack's ranking comment was the one time he's ever lied to us.
Yeah, but we knew that. He knew that.
Right. Yeah. I'm just going to say this for the bulletin.
Marcus asked me that question, and my immediate answer was, I was like, well, they would definitely win the national championship. I mean,
elaborate on that, Steve.
Well, because, I mean, at this point, they're as good as they are, and they really don't even have a quote-unquote chip. Like, I believe they play with the chip on their shoulder, but mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, everybody thinks they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was watching the game the other night, and in the pregame show, even Muffet was like, yeah, no, they're best team in the country. Like, they're awesome. Like, you know, like, everybody on that panel was just like, yeah, no, this team's awesome. I mean, they were talking about Haley Van List awesome, Dana Evans is awesome, you know, Olivia Cochran's awesome. Like, they were just, you know, they were like, Smith can start for anybody. I mean, so, like, everybody thinks they're probably the best team. So I'm like, that would give them the, oh, yeah, no, they don't believe in you. Like,
no, that wouldn't even be they don't believe in you. They hate you.
Yeah, yeah.
If, listen. You talk about turn down for what?
Oh, yeah.
If you don't give them their number one spot, or what if they dropped a spot to three?
Did you see that pass Dana Evans had this weekend?
Bounce pass?
The one she dropped off to Cochran?
No.
It was just incredible. It's like she's legitimately the best point guard in America.
She is the,
like,
best point guard in America.
Yeah, it's like, dude, she is the – it's like she's the list. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, who's the – and look, and Haley's probably top five.
Yeah, hey, y'all, this girl Haley is a problem. Like, okay, there's like mature – okay, like the step back. When you set up a step back on somebody and you're consistent with it,
yeah,
it looks different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's a tough shot.
Oh, yeah.
In anybody's league, AAU, NBA, the step back is a tough thing to do. Dude, to get somebody off you and step backwards and have them rocking backwards, it's a tough shot.
Yeah.
She might be top fives.
Right. No, yeah, seriously.
And she's just getting warmed up. Like, she's just getting warmed up.
Yeah, it's like at every position you have somebody that's probably top 10 at their position in the country.
You know how I said Carleek is just now starting to realize he can score whenever he wants? Like, I think Haley's starting to get to that place. Like, she can get where she needs to get court.
Yeah.
She, you know, because there is a – I mean, even the person with the greatest, the most supreme confidence, they have some mistakes early, and they wonder if is it the game that's getting tougher, or did I just make some mistakes?
Yeah.
And, you know, so you don't want to lose the confidence in that area, right?
Sure.
But I think she's been playing good enough that where now she kind of knows, okay, I can do this across sports. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, I can do this at the college level too. So that number two thing, like, oh, my God, That would just be the worst. It would break my heart.
With that being said, though, I think they'll be number one here.
No, so. and I'm the only reason I even brought it up is because you deserve your picture at number one. Even if it's just 1 week, you deserve your magazine cover. So for the rest of your life, those ladies have an actual. I'm on the roster that's the number one women's team in the country forever.
Well, and the reason it's a conversation is Charlie Croom, who's the Joe Lenardi of the women's game, he was like, I mean, Stanford's still the number one overall. And, like, yeah, I mean, he didn't even mention Louisville. He had UConn, South Carolina, and Stanford as in potential for the number one overall. So, I mean, it's definitely, I mean, that's the conversation. I mean, there's legs to that, you know, but which I think is just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so I don't know. I think they'll be number one, though, and it's going to be fun to watch how they handle that. I mean, you know, like, let's go now. Let's, you know, now you're the big dog.
But they got some attitude.
Yeah, they're going to be a one seed. They're going to be a one seed. So, I mean, it's there. There for the taking, and you're not scared of anybody, man. I mean, I'll take Louisville against Stanford, South Carolina, UConn right now, please.
Oh, South Carolina's good though.
No, yeah, they're all good, yeah. But I mean, you're gonna have to beat them and go play them in the championship game. Like, I'll take it right now. So
I'll take it with my one. I got the best point guard in the country.
Yeah,
one game to win it all.
Yeah, yeah, I like my squad, man.
I can do that. Okay, so Steve. Last couple minutes. Brian, what you feeling about tonight? Did we scare everybody? Did we get everybody under control? Like, what do you think this show did to the typical Louisville fan in reference to the Florida State game tonight?
I think Steve scared him a little bit. Just, you know, when you went down through the height and you kind of just see that it's not going to be a great matchup for the Cards, it puts the fear in. I think a lot of Louisville fans came into it the same way that I did, where it was, you know, we lost to Miami, but we got our chance to bounce back tonight, and we can put that game behind us. I think a lot of people are still feeling good. It's always good to hear that Vegas is on your side when you all gave that little tidbit in there as well.
I went and read the whole breakdown on Vegas Insider, and I mean, they give you a breakdown. They're like, no, I think Louisville will bounce back. I think a good bet is Louisville -1.5, but bet the over, and Louisville will bounce back and beat Florida State.
I think most Louisville fans feel that way, though. I feel like most Louisville fans are feeling good about the game, but I do think that Steve gave them something to think about heading into tonight's game and put a little bit of fear in the
I think it's
head.
The worst matchup in the ACC for Louisville. That's kind of my problem. It's like I don't mean to scare you. I just mean don't panic tonight if they lose.
This is what I don't like. This is my basketball eye, Steve. This is what I don't like, and this is what I see happening in too many possessions.
And they shoot it well. Just throw that in there.
Okay, Steve. You know when we throw the ball, when we rotate the ball around the outside?
Mm-hmm.
Florida State likes to push you out further and further.
Oh, yeah.
And we never cut back door.
I know.
We never cut back door all the way through.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, pushing you out further and further, they're going to get in those passing lanes. They were doing that last year to Singers as a style. You know what I'm saying? And until our guys really know. But here's the thing. This will be the first. If we start cutting back door, this will be the first game we do it. So if guys are kind of like pump fake, you know how you do the little shake and you don't know if you're popping out or you're going all the way back door.
Yeah.
So I'm just scared because we don't do that a lot, we're going to have a lot of miscues. You know what I'm saying? Now, if Carly Jones decides he's going to do some isolations and get around his man, right?
Yeah.
And you get a little rotation on the side, I could see us getting some buckets. But I know he can get to the basket.
Yeah.
I don't think Sam can get to the basket at all against this team. I think David and Carly are the only two that are.
David can, but David has to. Like, he didn't against Miami. It was like, come on, man. Like, you know, and that's why I think Coach Mack kind of said afterwards, like, hey, man, if you're hurt, don't play. Like, but you said you were ready to play. So, play. I expect you to play. Okay, do you think Charles Manlin gets any run tonight? Manlin. That was Freudian. Charles Manlin. That's what I call him if he comes in and plays good. What's wrong, Charles Manland? Get him, Manland.
If he plays, it's a really bad sign.
Really? So you think like they just go to him and because I was actually proud of Coach Mack. I thought he was going to go to him in desperation Saturday night. But I also learned a little bit about Coach Mack watching him. He kind of got into it a little bit there when it cut. It's almost like he had a 5-point mark. It was I swear, and I'm this is just my opinion, but it's almost like he was like, "Y'all get it under 5, I'm going to coach." But if not, when he gets above 5 or past that,
I hope you lose.
Y'all gonna figure it out.
And where look, yeah. And where have we seen that before?
Rick Pitino. Yeah. Cause he was very
if y'all stink it up, if y'all come out here, listen, you sucked in practice.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all bring that practice into this game, I can't wait to get y'all back in practice.
Yeah, yeah.
We're having a Monday night game. Coach Mack ain't got nothing but time after this Florida State game.
Until Saturday.
Yeah. And it's like
you're home, so you don't even got to travel.
And you don't even have to travel.
Yeah.
So you come out here with that practice attitude.
Somebody will get nicked up this week.
Oh.
Like nothing terrible, yeah. But you know, but somebody will get nicked
up. He's going to pull out the helmets.
Yeah. But did he feel like really calm over there? Almost like, dude, y'all going to figure that out.
Do you remember when Coach Pitino put boxing helmets on?
Yeah, and they won a national championship. So, ha-ha.
I went over there. Kenny Klein took me over to one of them practices. I saw one of them babies in there with the helmet on. I was like, oh, baby, what is you doing?
Why they got helmets?
Right? Listen, I hadn't been to the complex in a while, and I'm like, ooh, what the hell is this? What is basketball turning into? Is this how people practice now? Oh, so yeah. Yeah, but to your point, y'all get down 10. That's an effort thing. And look, and it's a coaching thing that I let you get away with in practice. So now we got to go back to shell drills all day.
Yeah.
Listen, Sam, you had a good game. You decided that you were going to go back to being an offensive guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we saw the play. Everybody boxes out. Ball goes out to the wing. Sam's leaking out. His man shoots right in there. Get some extra possession. I think they end up getting a foul on somebody.
Yeah, no, he did.
Yeah, so
it was just out of the ordinary stuff, man. Y'all didn't get loose balls. That's not normal. You shot horrifically. We're not, like I said this on the post game, we're not the Warriors, but I mean, we're not 3 for 20 either.
Is that what we went?
Yeah. David didn't play very well. Any of those three things are just marginally better, you win. But you know what?
You didn't deserve to win, though.
But if you win tonight, then that was just,
no. You. But you talked about it. Your blessing may have been losing that game.
Yeah,
because that's the only thing that's going to get your attention, get Mac attitude, get everybody in trouble. Because if you sneak, if you play that bad and you sneak out that win, you're coming in here with a different attitude.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like this game turns into
you would not be favored tonight,
right?
Yeah, you would not be favored.
Right, even just like mentality wise, you know.
Yeah,
you would be how you can go ahead and hit that one. Tune in 6:00, ESPN Louisville pregame show on all three stations.
Yeah, Ethan Mora had the post game tonight, so right after the game.
If you lost, would Ethan really stop watching? I just know they got our number. Not going to watch them anymore.
Let's see. Yeah, immediately after the game, be sure to catch the official UofL Health postgame show with Ethan Mora around 9 o'clock on 93.9 The Ville. It'll be the first place that will take your calls and hear live from Chris Mack.
Come on, y'all. Give me something tonight to be pumped about. Just give us a good matchup. It's going to be tough, though. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.